Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to the ABCs of the Bible radio program, and welcome to the fifth in our series of programs entitled The Three P's of Our Profession. Please, if you haven't already done so, you can log on to our website and you can read free literature that we have available. Our website is www.christianambassadors.org, and I'll spell that for you. It's www.christianambassadors.org. ChristianAmbassadors.org. That's our website. You can log on to our website. There's a section for literature. You can click on that and you can read all of our literature for free. Or you can download it and print it out and then read it at any time. Okay, so hopefully you'll do that. This is a very, very important series of programs right now, this three P's of our profession, because what it's talking about is that God has invited us to be a part of His business here on earth. And His business is to save the world. And He has posted a job opening for other people to come in and help assist He and Christ in doing this business and running the company of saving the world. That is a great opportunity. And if you want to do that, you need to know what are your job responsibilities. And one of the P's of our profession is preaching the gospel. And I mentioned in our previous program that there are seven phrases associated with preaching the gospel. And the first one that we're going to discuss is the gospel of God. So let's get into that by turning to Romans, the first chapter, and we'll read verses 1 through 6. This is Romans, the first chapter, and we'll read verses 1 through 6. And the question is, why does God use this phrase, the gospel of God? All right. Why the gospel of God? There are other phrases connected with the word gospel, but this one is gospel of God. Why is it that phrase? Well, here this is Paul talking, and he says, from Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. Well, the reason why it's called the gospel of God is because it's God's gospel. God owns this gospel. God is the one who came up with this gospel, this good news. The gospel means good news, and it's good news about what God has done, is doing, and will do through Jesus Christ. What He has done through Jesus Christ is forgive us of our sins. Jesus Christ has already died for the remission of our sins, so that's in the past. That's been accounted for. What He is doing is He is living in us. Jesus Christ is living in us through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what God is doing now, is commissioning Christ to live in all those who have repented of their sins and accepted Christ's sacrifice for their death so that they don't have to die anymore. So for all of those people, God has commissioned Christ to live in these people, myself included, by faith through the power of the Holy Spirit. And when Christ lives in us through the power of the Holy Spirit, what is occurring is God's nature is being formed in us. That's what it means with the new covenant blessing, where it says that I will write my laws upon your heart and in your mind. In the old covenant, God wrote the law on two tables of stone. But now, under the new covenant, God is writing the law on two tables of our heart and mind. It's a part of our nature. It's what we want to do. It's what we think about all the time, is keeping God's law. And what is God's law about? God's law is summed up in the two great commandments. Love God with all of your heart and mind, and love your neighbors as yourself. Love is the fulfilling of the law. You'll find that all throughout Scripture. So that's the nature that God wants us to have as He writes His law upon our hearts and mind, is this heart and mind of love. And then what will God do? What He has done is forgive us of our sins through Jesus Christ's death. What He is doing is living in us to write His laws upon our hearts and in our minds through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus is doing in us now. And what God will do through Jesus Christ is He will resurrect us from the dead and give us eternal life, because God has already resurrected His firstborn Son, Jesus the Christ, from the dead and given Him eternal life. And so since Christ has overcome death, and death has no more power over Him, since Christ has been resurrected from dead and has life, then we can have life also if Jesus is living in us. So that's what God has done, is doing, and will do through Jesus Christ. And that is great news. It's not just good news, that is great news. So this gospel of God is God's good news. God is the one who came up with this good news. He's the one that came up with the plan, and He's teaching people about this plan to save the world. That's how God is doing it. All right, so let's go on. This is in Romans, the first chapter, and we're reading in verses 1 through 6. And I'll start over in verse 1 again. It says, "From Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, which He promised beforehand through His prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding His Son." All throughout the Old Testament, prophets were inspired by God to speak and to write words concerning the Son. All right, about this good news of what God would do, is doing, and will do through His Son, Jesus the Christ, who according to the flesh was a descendant of David, and who according to the Spirit of holiness was declared to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. This is speaking of Jesus Christ our Lord. So the first part is that, yes, He died. He was created and born into this world as a fleshly human being. He was born of Mary, a virgin, and He was the descendant of David. That was His fleshly part. And He died for the forgiveness of our sins. But and so you, in that sense, you could say that He was the Son of Man. And Jesus is called the Son of Man in various parts of the Scripture. But this verse says that He was declared also to be the Son of God. He was the Son of God through the resurrection from the dead. So He had His birth first from Mary, and He became the Son of mankind. But then He had His second birth. He was born again, resurrected from the dead through the power of God. And so now He is called the Son of God. All right, so the Son of Man when He was in the flesh, born of a man, and now the Son of God when He is in the Spirit, born of the Spirit. And through Him, through Jesus the Christ, we received grace, which is unmerited favor. We haven't done anything to deserve these blessings, but through Christ we have received grace, the grace of forgiveness of sins, the grace of Christ living in us to write the laws on our hearts and minds to give us that divine nature of love. That's what the keeping of the commandments, God's Ten Commandments and the letter and the Spirit are. So we receive this grace of forgiveness of sins and righteousness and the promise of eternal life. We have received this grace and a commission, notice this, and a commission as an apostle to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for the sake of His name. Paul is saying here that as an apostle, he was given a commission or a mission, a job. He was given a job to do. And his job was to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for the sake of Christ's name. Now, how was he doing this? By preaching the gospel of God. Because when you preach the gospel of God, this gospel teaches us to repent of our sins, to accept by faith that Christ will live in us to make us a new creation, to give us a new heart and a new mind, one that wants to follow God's law because we are filled with love, and love is the fulfilling of God's law. So we want to keep God's law perfectly, and we want to do this throughout eternity. So we accept by faith that God has given us already the guarantee of eternal life so that we can live this way of life forever, never sinning, but always living in perfect obedience to God. That's what we are destined to do throughout eternity if we accept by faith these gracious gifts of God. So Paul was commissioned or given a mission to preach this gospel. But not only was Paul given that commission as an apostle, but you and I, as regular old everyday Christians, disciples, employees of God, we also are given this commission, which I'll prove to you in later programs. We also have been given this commission to preach the gospel. Now, you might not ever be on a radio program, you might not ever write booklets, you might not ever be on TV or go around the country or even your city preaching the gospel. You may never hold a seminar, but you should be preaching the gospel at least through your personal witnessing to people, just telling people how good God has been to you, how God saved you from the wretched life that you had, from the wretched thoughts that you had, how God has treated you so well, and how good you feel about your absolute promise that you will live forever without ever having to face death, without ever having to face pain and suffering. There'll be no more tears, no more pain, no more death. It will be just joy forever and ever and ever. Man, let the good times roll. That is good news. That's great news. You can share that with people just one-on-one, your personal evangelism. That's all it takes. Okay? Another way you can be preaching the gospel is just through your everyday example. You should be a living testimony, a living book where people read you like a book and they see, wow, this person must be a Christian. They must be a godly person because they are just so good. And then, as you have opportunity, you tell them why you are so good. It's because God made you good. It's because God is living in you to make you good. That's preaching the gospel also. So there are two ways right there, even if you are never on radio or television. So all of us should be preaching the good news of God. That's what the gospel of God is about. It's God's good news to humanity. Well, we're out of time, and I thank you for joining me on this program. I hope you join me on the next program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.